Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ. So anything that happened after the birth of Christ, especially within a Christian viewpoint, gets an AD after the date. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew in the 20th chapter. Today's reading we will start with verse 17, and we'll be finishing with both the chapter and today's reading on verse 34. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 17. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside privately and told them what was going to happen to him. "Listen," he said, "we're going up to Jerusalem, where the Son of Man will be betrayed to the leading priests and the teachers of religious law. They will sentence him to die. Then they will hand him over to the Romans to be mocked, flogged with a whip, and crucified. But on the third day he will be raised from the dead." Then the mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus with her sons. She knelt respectfully to ask a favor. "What is your request?" he asked. She replied, "In your kingdom, please let my two sons sit in places of honor next to you, one on your right and the other on your left." But Jesus answered by saying to them, "You don't know what you are asking. Are you able to drink from the bitter cup of suffering I am about to drink?" "Oh yes," they replied, "we are able." Jesus told them, "You will indeed drink from my bitter cup, but I have no right to say who will sit on my right or my left. My Father has prepared those places for the ones he has chosen." When the 10 other disciples heard what James and John had asked, they were indignant. But Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must become your slave. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many." As Jesus and the disciples left the town of Jericho, a large crowd followed behind. Two blind men were sitting beside the road. When they heard that Jesus was coming that way, they began shouting, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." "Be quiet," the crowd yelled at them. But they only shouted louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." When Jesus heard them, he stopped and called, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord," they said, "we want to see." Jesus felt sorry for them and touched their eyes. Instantly they could see. Then they followed him. Once again, that was verses 17 through 34 in the 20th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem to sacrifice his life, yet he was surrounded by blindness. The disciples had walked with him but were still blind to who he was, the suffering servant. For more context, read Isaiah chapter 53. James and John wanted to sit in the places of honor, not understanding these places were reserved by God and full of suffering. To live for God in a world of selfish sin guarantees suffering. James was beheaded by Herod. This execution is recorded in the Act of the Apostles chapter 12 verse 2, and John was exiled to the island of Patmos, which John recorded in Revelation chapter 1 verse 9. Jesus taught them, and us, that the way of the kingdom is to serve. Jesus, God incarnate, the King himself, came to serve. We can never be above Jesus, therefore the highest role we can have is to serve as Christ did. This requires changing deeply embedded thinking. In the community of those who obey Jesus, we honor those who lead with a servant heart, whose devotion is stronger than their personality, whose love for the least is stronger than their desire for the spotlight. James and John were blind, wanting power. The other 10 disciples were angry because they wanted the same power, position, and prestige. They were just as blind. Jesus was patient with them, knowing most of them would eventually understand. The physically blind men in this story serve to illustrate the blindness of the disciples, and perhaps the readers they cried out repeatedly for the Lord to heal them. He did, and they walked with him into the city of his suffering. This was the first thing they saw. There is a warning in these verses. It is possible to walk with Jesus and miss the change that needs to happen in your own life. Don't let that happen to you. Don't be spiritually blind. Our goal, in every area of our lives, is to become like Jesus, with Jesus. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. What does it mean to you to be a servant of Christ? How can you serve others without allowing others to take advantage of you? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.